And hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is A Walk Through the Mind, a moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and go out, get the conversation started with friends, family, the people we meet on the street, or maybe we just get those gears turning within our own heads and see where it takes us. So I figured this week I'd share what's going on at the Bones farm, the Bones family farm. No family here, just me. Me and the dog. Need a better name for this little Ponderosa. It's not big enough to be a ranch. Nowhere close enough big enough to be a ranch, but it's my little slice of heaven, my little home. My own little farm in the countryside, not so much the countryside, but the ball has been getting rolling, seeing that I'm finally making progress on things that I've aimed to do when I came down here in my change of lifestyle. I've got the planter box built. The nursery called the other day, said they had fruit trees in. Went and I picked up a couple. And picking up the fruit trees, one of the older ladies back behind the counter was sitting there going, "Oh, it sounds like you're going to be making jams and jellies here pretty soon." I didn't even think about that. All I know is I want to grow my own food. I want to have some self-sustaining aspect to my life on that. Just picked up some plums and some peaches. Just trying to, again, get the process started. Brought them home. I'm watering them. Early morning water and out front watering them. Still in their buckets, haven't planted them yet. Got my shirt off, and man, is that sun hot. It's burning again at 8 o'clock in the morning. But it's kind of one of those things you got to do to get the habit started. You got to build the habit. Otherwise, you tend to forget about things. I picked up some blueberry bushes back in spring when I originally went looking for fruit trees. Showed up a little bit too late. All that was left was apple trees. So many apple trees. Nobody wants apple trees out here. They can grow, but the designated chill time for the plant to fruit apples is not a guaranteed situation out here. So the tree will grow and it will bloom. Question is, will it fruit? It's probably a every other to every 3 year fruiting process due to the weather down here. But these plum trees, finally looked up what kind that I got, brought it home. Still, I can't recite it now, whatever kind I bought. But it's going to yield in 5 years up to 100 pounds of fruit a year. I wanted fruit trees back in spring because I know they take time to get started, to get that process of getting them established and getting the nutrients growing and however trees work. 2 years, if you're lucky, at the fast end, 5 years is the average on fruit trees. But to find out that I'm going to be growing on a good year, if everything goes according to plan, 100 pounds of plums, that's a lot of plums. 50 pounds, if I do things wrong, 50 pounds is still a lot of plums. I haven't looked up the peaches, but it's exciting. And again, getting out there to at least water them, it's going to be a lot more fun when they get planted around the yard. And now I got to figure out the watering situation for that as well. But one of the prices you pay to make things happen. And just like the planter box, getting that started. Something that I wish I had available earlier, but you know, time, money, energy, they all kind of chisel away at what's available. But it's built. Now I got to figure out how to fill it with dirt. And then once it's filled with dirt, I got to figure out what I'm going to fill it with. Not a huge fan of vegetables, but I figure I need to start learning how to eat more vegetables, incorporate more of them into my meals, just like I'm going to have to figure out about the plums and the blueberry bushes. Oh yeah, those blueberry bushes. Figuring out that watering situation, the environment down here, quite different. Learned real quick that you can't just be lazy and water over the top of the plant. You should really focus down at the roots, avoiding all of the leaves. Because of the moisture here and the temperature and just the different growing climate, fungus grew on the leaves and destroyed the leaves on two of my blueberry bushes. And I grew disheartened. I quit watering them. But then the other day, I saw a couple brand new green leaves that popped out, probably after a rain shower we had. And I got reinvigorated with the joy, knowing that I'll be able to grow plants somehow. Don't have a green thumb, but they're still alive. I haven't killed them yet, somehow. And then I forgot to water them promptly again. And so who knows if those plants will actually survive, but maybe they will. One of the other blueberry bushes got overwhelmed by some of the green grass around here. Got to figure out a better way of maintaining and keeping the grass down and away from it. Actually go pick up mulch or something along those lines. Keep all the vines and whatnot away from them. My plant, not for the vine. Mother Nature already has that. Picked up materials for the chicken run as well. Looking forward to getting chickens. Like ducks. I would like ducks, but ducks are a lot more prep and getting everything ready. Chickens are a moderately easy investment. And while I won't be saving money on eggs, I will at least have very fresh eggs. And the same goes for the initial investment of seeds for all those plants that I'm going to have to figure out how to eat. I had a stock of seeds that was gifted to me before I left Washington. I put them in an extremely safe location, so safe that I can't find them. I've already unpacked everything and I've dug through everything. And oh well, get to go out and buy more seeds, start more plants, figure it all out. And again, get the habit starting, going out and watering, getting it started. So that way, when the time comes, it'll not just be watering, but it'll be picking out the weeds, clipping the plants, how they need to be clipped, monitoring everything. Pretty soon it'll be go out to the garden at night, pick some lettuce or whatever it is, and some tomatoes, an onion, bring it inside, and get my own salad. Something I grew, harvested myself. Unless the critters eat them. Hopefully not. Planted garlic at the wrong time of the year, this last year. Had one extra bulb, figured I'd make it grow. Got a nice green shoot. Overwatered it a little bit. Then eased up. Started growing just fine again. And something the other day just ate the leaf right off my garlic. Dumbfounded. Been sitting out there for a couple months. No problems outside of my inattentiveness. And all of a sudden something wants to eat my delicious food. But I'm learning. I'm getting it started. It's all those little things, again, that kind of add up and chisel up. Especially with the way the cost of everything that's going on over the past 2 years of inflation, looking at things going up about 13% over the past 2 years. My wage definitely hasn't gone up in the past 2 years. That's my choice. That's my personal choice on these things. It's how I chose to live my life. But again, the other part of that gardening situation is so that way I don't have to buy everything from the grocery store. A little time and energy investment into the initial seeds. Hopefully I can grow some of the plants to start seeding themselves and harvest and replant those seeds into the next year's crop. And maybe after the first couple of years, after we can write everything off under the use of situations, if I can save myself $200 to $500 a year in vegetables, as long as I'm eating them, consuming them, get my zero balance on the chickens compared to feed and raising them and all that, it should work out for the better. It's one of those price adjustments. Hopefully, I can get my act together enough to start hunting. Spend my time and energy hiking through the woods. If I'm fortunate enough to get a deer, there's a couple hundred pounds of meat right there. So, spend some money on bullets for sighting in the weapon, so that way I make sure to do the shot clean and proper. And then, hopefully, I can butcher the animal correctly, get all of the proper game meat off of there, and not waste anything. But at the same time, maybe there's a good enough reason to go pay a butcher to take care of that all. And maybe for the first year, the first animal, just to know what I'm supposed to get out of a deer. Or maybe I can just do my YouTube college situation and learn things through that. But it's life on the farm. Life is continuing. I sat here for 3 hours researching, digging stuff up, trying to figure out if it's even worth talking about, and I didn't feel like talking about it. I'm not well enough educated on finances overall. But maybe this is a point of inspiration, something that you can say that, you know, you don't have to go out and get fruit trees. You don't have to till up the entire garden bed. You just get a couple little planter boxes. We've got a buddy out in Washington that has his own little patio. He's got a couple little planter boxes out there. And just doing something, something small and simple. Got other friends out there that went and built their own planter boxes. Got the irrigation setup going all the way on it, almost all the way. But for where they're at, what they're doing a lot in a small space. Again, you don't need a giant ranch. Giant ranch makes things easier. Again, you can have pigs and chickens and ducks and all that other fun stuff if you got the space. But even in a small footprint, do your own little bit of gardening. You start that little bit of a habit going out, making sure you water everything. And before you know it, you can have some of your own grown fruits and vegetables, little blueberry plants and whatnot, strawberry plants. And the food that you pick from your own garden will always taste better, super fresh, right there and available. And from what I can tell, plants are actually pretty forgiving. Again, that little blueberry bush that I thought I had killed by improperly watering it and the environment getting to it came back, still got some life, give me that little bit of resurfaced hope. And maybe, just maybe, I'll get some blueberry pie next year. But I've been Billy Bones, BILLYBON, the number 3S. You find me on Twitter or X or whatever it's called. You tweet me or X me or whatever, at Billy Bones. I'm on Mastodon, the Fediverse, at Billy Bones, at noagendasocial.com. I've got a website, billybones.com. Remember that it's spelled with the number 3 instead of the letter E, in case you don't do the social medias and you want to get in contact with me. There's a link to email. There's also links to past episodes, links to show notes within those. No show notes today on this one. There's a link for Tabletop Woodworks if you're looking for some guitar hooks, guitar hangers. Made some of those. Those are up for sale. Maybe a dice tower. Got one exploding outhouse left. Need to re-up on those. Christmas is up, coming up and around the corner. You know, you need some gifts for your friends and family out there. And there's also a link on the website that says Value for Value. I release this podcast free of charge. No advertisers, no sponsors, no paywalls, no creepy ways and how to censor my speech, but I put it out there for free so you can find it, you can collect it, and you can share it. Because if you find value out of this podcast, be it the one episode or the entire catalog, fantastic, thank you, I'm glad you did. The first thing that I ask that you do is you give this show a share. Maybe someone else comes up with a talking point, gets the gears turned. Maybe they start going out planting, getting the watering can out. But if you feel that this podcast, if my effort has been worth a monetary value, again, you go to billybones.com, you scroll all the way down, click the Value for Value button. It'll take you to PayPal, and you can chip in, you can support the show in a number that you feel is appropriate. Like today's executive producer, Lady Get Over It, with her $10 monthly donation. Thank you very much. Thank you for helping me pay these bills. Thank you for helping me pay for some seeds. But if you don't want to pay with the U.S. dollar, and you've already done share the show, and you still want to support, and you want to pay me in Bitcoin, I take Satoshis through the Lightning Network. And if you have a new podcast that supports the Podcasting 2.0 infrastructure, again, I take the Satoshis, and Sir Sean of the Allegheny Valley streamed in while he was listening. He was donating Satoshis by the minute. He streamed in a total of 3,338 Satoshis. Thank you, sir. Another executive producer for this episode. And to everybody else, thank you very much for listening. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week.